Oil prices dropped sharply today, sending the price back near $40 a barrel. That was after nearly 20 oil exporting nations met in Qatar over the weekend and failed to reach a deal to stabilize oil production and prices. Joining us now is CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger, who also hosts Jill on Money. Jill, welcome back.
Great to be with you.
So this deal would have frozen oil production. It fell apart over the weekend, even though many people were expecting some sort of resolution to this huge divide between supply and demand in the oil market. What happened?
Well, you know, there was some thought that there was going to be a frozen amount of production as of the January levels. And if you remember January, that was when crude oil bottomed out at about 27 bucks a barrel. But then at the last minute, Iran pulled out of this meeting and the Saudis were just up in arms and they said, look, we're not doing this alone. If Iran is not in, we are not doing it. The whole thing fell apart. And as we see today, oil's dropping. It's not collapsing, but it is dropping. There, again, was some thought that even if they were to freeze production at January levels, it wouldn't do much to change the calculus of that supply and demand. Specifically, the world is awash in oil, and there isn't any uptick in demand that we can see coming anytime soon.
Well, and it seems like if prices being as low as they were in January weren't enough to convince all of these nations to cut production to try to boost prices, nothing's going to.
Absolutely. And, you know, what's kind of interesting about this is that, you know, when we talk about Saudi Arabia, it's really important that historically we have seen Saudi Arabia jump in and kind of be the leader here, which they would say, look, we're going to stop this madness. We've got to see the price of oil rise. There's too much riding on it, but not this time. In fact, Saudi Arabia is practically pumping oil almost at full tilt. And the thought is that they want to drive out some of the higher cost producers from the industry, including some fracking firms here,
right,
and trying to really gain more market share. And that's why they've been unwilling to freeze or cut production.
Are we likely to see a drop in prices at the gas pump here in this country because of what happened today with oil prices dropping so much?
I don't think so. I mean, look, we have seen prices actually rise at the pumps over the last couple of months because oil has risen in price. But the reality is that, you know what happens? Oil prices go down. Gas prices follow suit. And what we all do in return is we say, oh, it's so cheap to take a road trip, and we drive more. So we actually bid up demand a little bit at the gas pumps. Still, just without going too crazy here, gang, you know, I know the prices have gone up over the last couple of months, but look at where we were 2 years ago. So I think we should be pretty happy that at, you know, $2.10, $2.15 a gallon for regular gas, we are saving quite a bit of money compared with just 2 years ago.
And maybe we'll have more money to pay for streaming entertainment. Jill, just before we let you go, I want to get your thoughts on Amazon deciding to unveil a new video streaming option to compete with Netflix monthly instead of the annual Amazon Prime subscription that you've needed until now.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. They are really obviously Amazon trying to go head to head with Netflix. These are two new price plans, both of which are monthly plans. You can start and stop them as much as you want. One gives you just the movies and TV shows. The other gives you the full benefits of Amazon Prime with your streaming as well as two-day shipping. Look, this is obviously going straight head to head with Netflix. Keep an eye. Netflix earnings out after the close today. We expect they're going to make nearly $2 billion in revenue for the quarter.
You know, both Netflix and Amazon doing such great stuff right now. I think there's more than enough room for both of them. Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Take care.